Our guest at the cafe this morning is Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent Sarah Latham. Sarah, good morning.
Good morning.
So much in the news lately about baby formula.
Yes, it's been a big issue.
And who would have thought?
Right, right. You know, we have so many that are dependent on it for various reasons, and when there's a shortage, it makes a big impact.
Well, sure, of course it does, and who could have predicted that? But you posted a thing on your Facebook page, which is always very informative, the Raines County AgriLife Facebook page, about infant formula. Now, we are hearing in the last few days that they're going to get a shipment in from Europe and so on, which will ease things a little bit, but it's going to be, you know, still a while before we're back to normal. So there are some things that people should know, and I know I've been thinking myself, well, what would you do?
Right. And, you know, my husband and I talked about this also, you know, because before formula was mass produced and in stores everywhere, people that weren't able to breastfeed obviously had to do something. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are recipes floating around on the internet, and you know, they really stress against not relying upon one of those. Yeah. Talk to your physician, see what help they can give you. But just relying on a recipe that you found that maybe even, and I mean, I realize that
you got
to
do something.
You have to do something, and so there is that. But it also, you always need to talk to your medical provider before trying anything like that, because each baby, you know, may have different needs. That
Well, you in this very helpful list that you posted, it says do not use cow's milk or other non-dairy milk until the child is 1 year old.
Right. And there are a lot of things that people they're not aware of in that safety issue.
Yeah. And then one thing, and I think this one may be the most important thing, and you just said, you know, be very wary about homemade infant formula, some kind of a recipe that you see online. Also says don't water down formula.
Right. You know, the formula that you have, it has been specially designed to give the infant exactly the nutrients that they need in the certain amount with that water. And so if you're watering it down to make it last a little longer, then you're actually depriving the child of those nutrients that they're needing to grow and sustain life.
Serious health and safety concerns that go with that, and there have been other stories in the past, not about formula, but other things.
Right.
When you water things down, you're changing things in ways that you don't really understand. So, as you said, don't. Well, now this is a different one. Do not buy formula online that comes from outside the U.S. directly yourself. Now, obviously, we are importing some from outside of the country, but the government is overseeing that. But if you just get online and buy something,
right? Because we trust places, you know, the major online shops, but a lot of those rely on independent sellers, and you don't exactly know that product is actually what they're advertising that it is. So it's very, very important to make sure that you're getting it from a trusted provider and, you know, a major retailer that you purchase from.
We're talking with Sarah Latham, Raines County AgriLife Extension Agent. Yeah, if you buy online, possibility of the product being counterfeit, having a fake label, a wrong use-by date, and so on.
Right.
So
yeah, and you really just don't know when you buy something online like that.
So as you say, talk to your pediatrician.
Yes.
Good advice. And there's a real this really helpful list. Checklist, so to speak, is there on the Raines County AgriLife Facebook page. Also, there's some things on there about from WIC, Texas Women Infants. What does that stand for, WIC?
Women, Infants, and Children.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay. So there's a link on there for that. All right. So also on your Facebook page, you have an article from AgriLife and about the benefits of gardening.
Gardening, and, you know, one of the things that I feel like I always talk about is stress or, you know, getting outside and getting fresh air.
Yeah.
But this goes right along with it. The gardening is a great way to manage stress for people. It gets you out, you're getting the fresh air, you're getting your hands in the soil, you're doing something and you can watch it grow. Now, it's not an instant production, but you will see that progress over time. And just getting out and getting into, you know, a lot of times just getting your hands in the dirt. And I know that for some people that sounds like something they don't want to do, but there is something very calming about it. You know, you're not thinking, you know, get your mind off other things. You're the things that are stressing you out, getting out there and getting hands in the ground, getting a little dirty and can really kind of put you in a new perspective and give you some time to think about things.
Right, right. Well, I find that very much to be true. Well, we now have Wayne Bowman, Hunt County Master Gardener, on a regular basis, but we used to have Byron Chitwood.
Oh, yeah.
You know Byron.
I do. I know both, yes.
Well,
yes.
Both great guys. But Byron in particular would talk about the health benefits of gardening, even just as exercise.
Right. And, you know, and you may not think of it as exercise, but if you're outside and the temperatures are warm and you're sweating, I mean, a lot of people don't like to sweat, but sweating is good for you. It is. It truly is good for you. It cleanses your system. It helps you drink more water. So the whole process is good for you.
You just get too much.
You don't get too hot.
Too comfortable on that sofa. You know.
Exactly.
You got to do something. Yeah. But some of the things that are talked about in here, enhanced memory retention.
Right. You know, there's something. It's calming, and a lot of times when you're able to calm yourself, mm-hmm. you're able to kind of focus on the things that you need to, and you're able to kind of encode the things that you're learning a little bit better, because your mind is not preoccupied with the things that are stressing you out.
Increased creativity, productivity, and attention.
Yeah, who would have thought?
Yeah, reduced effects of dementia. So for older folks, that's an important thing to think of. So, and then plus the fact that especially if you're gardening for vegetables, you'll have something to show for it.
And so it gives you something up front and in the end.
Right. And then, of course, there's also gardening for beautiful flowers and so on. So as we are well into spring now, certainly something to give some thought to. We're almost out of time, and we'll talk about this again, but you have a food handlers event coming up late in the summer.
Yes, we have a food handler certification course. It's just a two-hour course. It's for anyone that works in food production, food retail food, that handles food items teaches them food safety and helps prevent foodborne illnesses, but it is required for those individuals every 2 years.
Yeah, and that's coming up in August, and of course when you have high school football starting, with concession stands. And so it's important for that. Sarah, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again. Sarah Latham, Rains County AgriLife Extension Agent, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KUTV.